Gotta be great till they're great. How's that fucking song go?
That's what we should do. We should start this with karaoke. Next week we'll pick a song and we'll just start singing. I think we should go with Ludacris' Fat Rabbit.
It has to be something modern. These people
so these know. Young kids know. All right, we'll start with.
And if we both break down tonight.
There you go. We'll do some NF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MF.
MF? No, NF.
Oh, okay.
My bad. I should know it's that.
He's calls himself a motherfucker. Savage.
That's how good he is. So he's like, I'm a motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, man. You been to Circle K lately?
No.
Yeah, because you're not a fucking heathen.
Why? Did you go to the new one right here?
I went to the new one right here.
Yeah. Because
they had a...
Two-for-one hot dogs?
Oh,
fuck. Did you give me a hot dog?
Fuck that.
No?
See, if you eat... First thing, if you go to Circle K, you're a heathen.
We should go get a pretzel from QT. Those are bomb.
That's good. Was that one good the other day you got?
It was good. It reminded me of the ones from junior high.
Right.
Those are good. And it had cheese.
Yeah. You know what made the ones from junior high great? The Trump. Fucking... No. The cheese was in that... It wasn't like pre-made cheese. It was in that like...
It was a nacho cheese.
It was nacho cheese.
It was soft. It was and creamy.
They had it continually boiling... In that like, pot.
Yeah. So it was warm too.
It was warm.
Yeah. It was like
when you nut in somebody.
It's steamy,
it's just
right?
Steamy.
Yeah.
Like it burns you, but it's a good burn. You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't burn at all.
It's that warm. It's that warm sensation.
If it's burning, dog, we need to go take you to a clinic.
Like when you drink nice warm cocoa and you feel it going down your throat, that kind
of
warm.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it. You I've never been the receiver of the warmth.
You never drink warm cocoa?
No, I'm talking about your situation here. You're describing.
Oh, you never busted. Listen, you never busted in somebody.
I'm not living, right?
You never live.
I'm not living.
Never just.
Nah, man, I run out the room. I run out the room, and then I do my business in the next room.
Never bust it in and let God.
No cross contamination, man.
You just bust it in and let God take the wheel.
That's right. No, there's gonna be no pollinating going on.
That's what the song is. Jesus take the wheel. That's what it is.
Is that what it was?
That's what it's about.
That's what he meant.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that where you go through your like iPod or whatever the fuck you got, and you listen to a song and you're like, yeah, you're like, I love this song, and then you listen to the lyrics and you're like. Oh shit! This is not like a good song. Like it's not a positive vibe song. It's a dark or it's kind of dirty or it's whatever the song is. You know what I'm saying?
No, because I always listen to the songs for lyrics.
I don't, dog. I do it for the beats.
No, fuck that.
I should have been a music producer.
That's it. The anime opening songs I listen to. I'm like, fuck. I don't know what he's saying, but this shit's fucking fire.
It's probably
something about. Beating N-words up or something. I don't know.
Remember when I used to listen to that Tokyo Drift soundtrack and there was that one chick, the chicks like singing? Mm-hmm. I, for the longest time, thought they were talking in Japanese. No, they're talking in English. And the moment that I realized that song was just fucking dumb. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
That is true.
I'm done with this.
Oh, yeah. So I went to this fucking, I had to put gas, right? I was running some errands and then I checked on my Gas Buddy app to check where gas is cheap.
I haven't gotten that yet. I should get it.
That app is great. And so they said it was like $2.89 here. And I'm like, fuck it, let's go. So I go here and I'm like, I'm going to get down. And what I had, I think I had to make change or something. So I went in there and put gas, gave them my money.
Like, I need you to break this 100.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a ball.
And as I got down
Benji
out of my car, I'm like, this is nothing but filthy heathens here. These people are.
Was there somebody in a corner like trying to sell you crack?
All of them were. All of them were. I'm like, what filth is this? And then I go inside. I go, what filth is in this place? That's why the white people voted for Trump, because Circle K's.
Was it like a dude staring at the icy machine, just scratching at his neck?
Yeah. He's like, oh, man, maybe I'll mix a Coke. Oh, Coke. Who said Coke?
Somebody offering me Coke?
Yeah. I was like, fuck. I need to put the gas and get the fuck out of here. And so, I left and went to QT forever. Forever QT.
Man. I told you, man, the moment that thing's open, it's going to get a little crazier in this area of town.
Better question. Have you been to DD's Fashion yet?
No, what the fuck is that?
Right there on the Chilling Van Buren.
No, I have not been there. Wasn't that a Goodwill before?
Oh, no. The Goodwill is right next to it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you can go to Goodwill and find your used goods.
I bet you DD's Goods probably just walks their merchandise over to Goodwill.
It's all the same shit, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, what time is Popeye's close? They're probably already closed, right?
I think they might be closed.
Because I'm kind of still hungry. Anyways. Yeah, no, I haven't been to DD's, man. Why? Are you shopping at DD's now?
I haven't been.
Why would you go there? Isn't it women's clothing?
I think they might have men's clothing. I'm not real sure.
Let's Google this. Keep talking. I'll Google this. Wow, so many people at this one Starbucks.
Dude, everybody, apparently it's the holiday season, so during the holiday season, I don't know, companies assume more people are out.
Well, they stay open later, right?
One, they stay open later, but two, they just, like, apparently put everybody out.
What do you mean?
They, like, put all the employees, they, like, tell them, you're working, you're all working.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, right now, in fact, most places these days close, like, around 10, 30, 11 now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Didi's like a Ross or something, right?
Like yeah,
a discount, like,
that.
Like a discount place?
So, on, like, your discount fashion places, it'd be, like, Ross is, like, the main place. Or, what? What's the one right here across the street?
Oh, shit, what is this?
TJ
Maxx.
Not
people going to know where we are. Yeah, TJ Maxx.
And then, like, that's like the real high-end stuff, right? And then it's like...
What are people doing? Just getting a group picture together? Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Go home. Shit. Doing anyways. White people shit. Me and my buddy at work have a thing called white people shit.
They just...
And whenever we see white people doing shit that just don't make sense... White people shit. Hashtag white people shit. And you out there listening to this can be like, that's so racist. No, just go. Just live your everyday life. And just observe some shit. And be like, that shit don't make no sense. White people shit. Just. And you say, well, what might be some Mexican shit? Me eating a burrito. But I'll do that in the privacy of my own home.
You don't want to continue the stereotype, right?
Yeah, no.
I hear you.
White people, however,
don't give a fuck.
They'll do it anywhere, and they'll take a blanket and one of those little baskets, and they'll have a nice little picnic right here. See, white people shit. See,
hashtag
going.
Hashtag WPC. Wait, WPS.
Yep, WPP.
Fuck, tag that. Tag that.
Tag it. But yeah, so on the list is that TJ Maxx. Probably at the top of that list because they got the expensive shit, and then at the very bottom of that list probably DD's fashion.
You think they're that bad?
I mean, all right, maybe at the bottom of that list might be Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah, how artsy that shit is, huh?
Hey, there you go.
It's like snowing and shit. Burlington Coat Factory is not that bad, dog. They're pretty good. I almost bought a coat there once. I mean, keep in mind, this was back in the day. Now if we go to the one that's near us.
If you want to go to one.
Remember that one time we went there recently? Well, not recently. Within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And then we were just looking around very cautiously just in case somebody popped out a fucking rack full of coats, and somebody just comes out and just stabs you.
Yeah, man.
Get a crack, stab.
Yeah, man.
Burlington is going to get bad. But I bet you if you went to a good side of town, Burlington would probably be pretty good.
I mean, it's possible.
Anyways, man, it's been a while. It's been a couple weeks since we've done a podcast. And, you know, we've been busy as fuck. Like, right. No joke. We've been busy as F-U-C-K.
Right.
We've been busy.
Then gobble gobble dick time came. So that just added some more shit. It's gobble gobble dick time. Busy week. Because you know what we had to do? We always have to do Black Friday shopping.
Damn fucking right.
Tell them what you have to do.
Amen.
Tell them what you had to do. What did you have to do?
Wow. Could you have a louder laugh?
White people shit. Told you.
Yeah. Hashtag WPS.
Right.
Yeah. Man, that took me hard. That was hard for me to get together.
That's a hard acronym. We went to public school.
We did.
Community college.
So anyways. Yeah, man. Black Friday, dude.
I
it was
to roll this window.
You might have to, dog. Like, We're having to do this podcast inside of a car because it is literally raining. Like, it's been raining here, and it's so uncommon that the trees look happy for once. Like, they look green. Usually they're just barely keeping it together. Like, they're just wilting. But now they're green, and they're kind of happy looking. You can almost picture them dancing in the wind.
Well, but it was weird because I was at work. We were doing a dance. It was the winter formal, so everybody... That's why I got a dress shirt on. And I was there. We're inside. First thing. We go to this place, and it's a banquet hall. Fuck, bitch. I can hear... Oh, my window's up? So first thing, we go to this banquet hall. I haven't been there before. So I'm assuming it's a nice banquet hall, right? Like where people have weddings and shit.
Yeah. Was it like a garage?
No, it's a banquet hall. It's just in the fucking ghetto. I'm like, shit, man, I'm going to get stabbed here. And you might say, how do you know it's in the ghetto? Well, one, I'm from this town. I know where the ghetto's at.
You're like, I used to live down the street.
Yeah. And I'm like, I've been trying to get my whole life out of this area. I'm not trying to come back. So, then two, there was a fucking poster for a Mexican concert that was going on the same night as this event that we were having.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, yeah.
You're like, bro. I might come to this later.
And I was like, damn, this shit's bumping, though. Like, what's up? And then, so it was you know, a little ghetto, but we were in there the whole time, and I didn't know it was raining until I came back out with my supervisor, because she wanted to change her shoes, because, you know, hoes like doing that. They had to change their shoes after a while, because they got heels.
Did her feet hurt or what?
Yeah, her feet were hurting. And since it was a ghetto, she's like, I'm not going out there by myself, because he might kidnap me. And I'm like, it's true, they might. And so she went to get her shoes, and then I was like, oh shit, it's raining. And so it was raining.
It's raining.
So this, yeah, when I came out that time, I was like, what the fuck? When did it start raining?
It's been raining for like 4 hours, dog.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's how long we've been in there, like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, so yeah, you didn't see the outside at all.
All right, so back to our Black Friday story.
Oh, yeah, dog. We had Flat Friday. Black Friday.
Shit was...
Black Friday.
It got a little intense there, man.
It was good, man. It was good. So we, once again, went out. Didn't have much to buy. I had some shit to buy. Mm-hmm. Some of the shit I could have just gotten online, which would have been honestly far, far superior. Because, like, you don't want to go through that shit for something, right? So we went in and tried to, you know, get that done. But it was, I didn't have a lot of things to buy. You had some little things too. So we did what we normally do. So we got there. Here's some tips. We'll give you guys some tips like we do every year.
Try it.
Get there. First of all, know what the fuck you want. All right. If you're not already scouting this weeks ahead of time, if you're not following the ads, you're slipping.
October 1st, you got to be looking.
You got to start looking. All right. Because then there's going to be motherfuckers like me who are on top of it. All right. And I'm going to tell you how on top of it I am. Well, we'll get to that at the end. So know what you want. And then we got there and we scoped out the place. We said, all right, you want this, this, and this. I want this, and this, and this. What's the highest likelihood of going quickly? Well, some of the shit I wanted. Don't look over here. I'm filming a podcast, weirdos. You should go home. Anyways.
As it's raining harder, by the way.
Well, my thing is, why aren't they leaving? I mean, people right now are like, can you shut the fuck up and go talk about Black Friday? First of all, it's raining out here. And these people are just standing outside, some of them barely wearing sleeves.
They're not undercover, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's freaking cold. You guys should maybe, anyways, whatever. Back to the podcast. We scouted everything, and we're like, all right, most likely not, I wanted to get this thing for my parents. And it was an electronic item, which I guess they don't listen to this podcast. It's a fucking laptop. They needed like a basic laptop. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get them this laptop. Right, that's going to go quick. Especially because there was already some... for lack of better words, fat fucks just already leaning on the items. Like, just they're doing that shit that bears do where they literally will just hump a piece of like a pine tree or some shit,
right,
or rub on it or piss on it so they can get their scent on it so other bears don't come to their area. These people were doing that to the boxes. I'm like, look, man, I don't want the one that you've been just slowly grinding on for the last hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't want your armpit smell on my boxes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're like, we'll get the laptop and then we'll run over to get the couple things you want. Mm-hmm. And in the process, I might grab this thing if there's still some available. And it's just like every year, right? Every year. It's this is why we do it. Because we get to see society break down for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Few minutes. It's a very small window. In fact, I would encourage any of you to go. Don't get too close to the craziness if you don't want to get injured.
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch it. It's really fascinating to see. So, long story short, we stood by the laptop, right? And as it always happens, nobody's there fucking early. But everybody's there the last couple minutes. I almost feel like we should invite these people in your fucking car. They're like starting to, they're starting to gather together like they know they're going to die or something.
Might.
So anyways, so people start gathering together. Or I'm sorry. People start getting closer to the fucking objects. Then 30 minutes out, you see more people come. Remember when we first got there, you were like, oh man, it's not as busy as it normally is, right?
Yeah.
30 minutes out, it's so busy, so fucking busy, that people are starting to like park their cars in front of me. I left enough space. So there, think of the box, a pallet full of shit. Two ridiculously moronic humans just rubbing up against the boxes. Spaces. I left space for people, for the morons that have carts to go ahead and travel between us. Because I am a human and I let people travel through. So I let people travel through like a courteous human being. And then me, there waiting next to some other objects. Definitely about 3 or 4 feet, maybe 5 feet from the fucking laptops. But giving that 5 feet for people to walk around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then as 15 minutes out, it's so busy that there's two layers of fat fucks up against the objects. There's me. There's maybe a person or two. And then there's like this lady that wants to just... she's walking. She's pushing her cart, by the way. I'm not going to say she was a big lady. But I'm also not going to say she wasn't. And she just like sees the lady that's by the laptop. And she's like, hey, Helen. Oh, my God. And she's talking to her friend, catching up. She's catching up. We're above 5 to 10 minutes out. 5 to 10 minutes out. And this chick is like, yeah, and then where did you go to work after that? I'm like, Helen, can you move the fuck out of the way? And can you move your cart out the way too? Because we're going to have a problem if people say go and you're in my way. Like, have you ever been run over by a Walmart cart before?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in go mode. Don't give me that shit.
Yeah, so yeah, like 10 minutes.
Getting a little heated here.
That's fucking go time. That's when I get serious.
Yeah, man, you could feel the tension in the air, right?
Because at that point, it was like 15 minutes ago, and we had already got our plan. I'm like, all right, you're going to stay here and get this laptop, because that's what you want. I'm going to run up the aisle, grab these two smaller things, because I had already picked up one of my things when nobody had saw, because I'm fucking ninja thief like that. I just grabbed it, and I hit it.
Oh,
you got
to talk about the dude, by the way, the old dude.
Oh, yeah. And so we had our plan, so we're just quiet. We're like, yeah, just waiting. Just waiting until one of these motherfuckers
stalking the
going.
Prey, man. Stalking
and then,
the
yeah,
prey.
These two are like, so I adopted this bitch. And I'm like.
Yeah, she had her daughter with her. With I had a mask on, by the way. I'm like, what is this, Japan?
Yeah, so if you ever play Mortal Kombat, they got a bitch on there named Melina. And when she takes off her like mask, her face is all fucked up. This is what this hoe looked like. She took off her mask, and I saw it for like a good 10 seconds. I was like, oh, fuck.
I didn't see it.
Put it back on.
I didn't see it.
I was like, where did you get her from?
Where did you get her from?
Oh, bro. But yeah, she was, long story short of that, from what I could tell, she apparently adopted her very recently. And yeah. She was pregnant.
Oof. Yeah, she had gotten pregnant,
right?
She had gotten pregnant. Yeah.
She had just gotten
pregnant. I remember hearing that and I was like, ooh.
I'm like, good job. Good job, Beth.
So eventually Beth and freaking whatchamacallit, they separated and stopped, you know, caring. And then I kind of started getting a little upset around the time where what I'm going to call fat fuck number one, that was the first, by the way, and I'll give him credit. He was there holding his armpit to the laptop first. Ew. All right. He was first. But then his wife decided to, by the way, very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Disrespectfully, park her car literally right in front of me. So it's me, her fucking cart, her behind her cart. It's a little tiny space, her fat fuck husband, and the laptop, all within 5 feet of each other. Because she parked her cart there, she was essentially blocking any other idiot with a cart that could come by and continue the passage, right? She's parked her car there knowing that I was going to get the shit her husband was getting. All right? Knowing. Parked her cart right in front of me. That kind of irritated me. I let it go for about a minute. I let it go for about 2 minutes. And then as we neared go time, I was thinking about how I could Spartan kick the cart onto her husband and then just literally step on top of both of them to grab the laptop. And keep in mind, it's a pallet full of fucking laptops, okay? There was plenty of laptops for everybody, but then the animal part comes out of you when all the people around the objects are starting to talk about they're going to get more than one. When that conversation starts happening, I start getting very aggressive in my mind. Like, remember there was a guy next to me?
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking very nicely to the lady in front of him, which was a lady that was also next to the fat fuck. And he was like talking to her and they were like sharing conversations. They were bonding. Very nice. Very, very nice, polite people. Not the people you want coming to Black Friday, but very nice people. And they were talking. At some point I said something to him and we were all very, very cordial. But the lady up front was telling the guy, she's like, oh, I'll grab one for you. And he's like, cool. And I was just looking at them and I'm like, amateurs. Amateurs. Because you have no idea what's going to happen. Like when people say go, when the Walmart people say go, all right, don't get it twisted. All that polite bullshit will go out the window.
Mm-hmm.
All right. By that time, I'm going to be like a thief in the night walking away with my laptop. I don't give a fuck. And then they didn't ask me if I wanted one, if they're going to grab one for me. But it's okay. I didn't want them to. There was no question. Let me put it this way. All right. I don't want to sound like braggadocious, but this is not my first fucking rodeo. All right. This is not my first fucking rodeo.
I've been doing this for 20 years.
I've been doing this for a long fucking time. At all points in this situation, I looked at everybody around that situation and I was like, look, I have no doubt in my mind I'm going to get a laptop. Is someone going to get maybe need? Maybe. Is someone going to have a cart thrown on them with a Spartan kick? Possibly. But I'm going to get my fucking laptop. And at bare minimum, I'm going to have a story on Monday. And now it's a little late, but you know what I'm saying. Anyways. At some point, you took a call from Black Mystery Girl, and I'm like, get in the game mode, man. That's because I started getting, as we get closer, that animalistic shit comes out. And I was like, get in the fucking game mode, man. Get in the game, all right? Right. Fucking life or death here, all right? Getting my fucking laptop. I don't give a fuck what any of you people say. So at some point, Fat Fuck's wife moved out of the way, which I was very thankful for because it would have been very awkward if I literally kicked the cart from under her. Because I would have done it. I found it very disrespectful that she would park her fucking cart right in front of me. Like, I'm what? Waiting for the socks that are not next to me? That's what I'm looking for.
You know what that is?
What's that?
White people shit.
I was telling you, which they weren't white, actually. They were my people, sadly. Anyways, so go time. So we're reaching, what, like 5 minutes out? And yeah. Dude, at 5 minutes out, dude, you can feel the tension. I forgot. Yeah,
everybody gets quiet.
Everybody gets quiet. And so, tell him about the old dude. Tell him about the old dude.
So there's an old dude So Walmart this year was pretty on top of it because they had like, not it wasn't security, but they had like employees who were going back and forth because some people just like grab stuff.
We did. Remember, yeah. What did we grab you? The Echo thing or Amazon thing or something?
I grabbed the, I had a, that's like an external, not the external battery, but it's like a battery thing.
Oh, yeah, like a battery pack.
Battery pack, yeah, for your cell phone. So I grabbed one, but that's like a small thing. It's pretty small. So I was able to like kind of conceal it and put it somewhere where I knew it was going to be. Right.
Kinda, we grabbed it from the pallets before it was time. And yeah, because it with us.
Yeah, because it was open. So, but other people grab like the whole fucking laptop. And I'm like, I ain't got nothing. But the Walmart people were like, no,
hey,
no,
hey, put it back. Put it back. Hey, hey, not 6 o'clock yet.
This old dude was like, I don't know, like 80 years old
That's
or something.
That's the way to go. This is my spirit animal.
He
right
was
here.
Like, fuck that. He was just going up and down the aisle and just grabbing the shit he wanted.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. And he just picked it up, put it in his hand, and put it in his cart and just continued on. And they're like, sir, sir, hey, hey. He just kept going. And they're like, you can't take it yet.
He just kept going.
He just kept walking. They're like, oh, well, I guess he's old. He don't know what to do.
Exactly, dude. That dude's got to play. Because I'll tell you right now, I kept an eye on that old dude. Because there's something fishy to me when there's a person that old mm-hmm. that's willing to go to an event like that. If you're that old, you can get hurt, right? And that's like, okay, it's not like, hey, I fell and I cut my finger like I did. It's more like, I didn't fall. I don't fucking fall. I ended up cutting my finger. That story will come. But anyways, it's not like me where it's like a minor injury. If when you're that old, it could be major injury.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? You could throw out a hip, mm-hmm. and then you're out of commission. So I found it hilarious. Were they all waiting for one car? Maybe. Anyways, so I found it hilarious because I'm going to have to freaking weird little girls. Anyways, back to my story. So what ended up happening was the old dude was scouting it. Like, I saw him from the get-go. Because I'm like, why is this old guy here? I'm like, is he like the other fucking idiots that are literally shopping on Black Friday? You see all those idiots that had, like candy bars and they had, like, donuts? I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Unless they were doing it because they were going to eat them, like, right then and there. Just watch all the retardedness happen. I can understand that. That's more respectful, actually. But the old dude was scouting the place. I'm like, that's the way to go. So he scouted it. I think he saw the printer that he wanted, and there was another thing that he wanted too. And so he was smart. See, what he did is he got the object on the opposite end of the Walmart employee. That was number one. And then he kind of like didn't walk in with any sort of like urgency. He walked very slowly and kind of like he didn't hear anything. The lady, the little girl too, was like, hey, sir, sir, sir. And he just kept walking. Just cool as a cucumber. Didn't say shit. He put it in his cart. He literally put it in his cart and walked away very slowly. Nobody ever said anything. They were just kind of like, well, they said something, but he didn't. He just ignored him and kept on walking. I later saw him grab something else and then put it back in the cart with the other thing he got. Smooth. That's the way to go. When you're old, man, so, you got to use the power of senility. Senility?
Seniority?
No. It's when you're senile. Seniality.
Oh, I'm going to take my dad next year, though.
Seniality. Wait, whatever. So, man, you get what I'm saying.
I need this, this, and this. Grab them.
Yeah. Grabbing. Just pretend. Fuck. Just pretend. Maybe next year we'll do is, remember on Jackass the movie where they dressed up, what's his name, as an old guy? Maybe we'll do that next year. We'll just dress up as old dudes and just walk around all senile.
Oh, is this what you young whippersnappers call... 65-inch, what is it, HD television?
Maybe what we'll do is we'll see if we can trick somebody to grabbing something for us.
Hey there, young girl with the nice front titties. Can you be so kind as to grab that HD GoPro set? For me, that'd be great.
That'd be funny.
Oh, can you bring it down on Papa's lap? That'd be great.
Aww. And that freaking George Lucas video, huh? Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Funny. Anyways, So we're about 5 minutes out, dude. Around 2 minutes out, you can really get that primal shit. You feel it. You feel the tension in the air. First of all, there's far more people that need to be there. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're getting any sort of electronics, first of all, get it online. Just get it online. Secondly, any of the shit you're seeing that's quote-unquote doorbusters, except for the TVs, most of this shit is dog shit, all right? Any sort of battery packs, any sort of Echo, Amazon bullshit, any sort of... any little thing you can get online relatively easily. Why go through this hassle? Once again, unless you want the experience. TVs are kind of nice because that TV, the Walmart had like a 55-inch TV for like, what, $150 or something? Stupid. I'm like, okay, first of all, anybody can scratch up $150 if you need to. And that's a good size TV for that.
Yeah, it is. I kind of want that, but also where am I going to put it?
Yeah, where are you going to put that? So you can get everything online. But anyways, the laptops weren't that good. Once again, I said it. It's entry level shit. It's not going to do anything. The guy that was next to me that was very polite, he wanted it, I think, for like video editing or something. And I at the very end, I told him, like, look, man, I'm not going to lie to you. This is not that great for video editing. But I didn't want to pop his bubble. It's his experience. I don't want to burst his experience. So,
like, this isn't going to fit anything.
Dude.
You should give me yours.
That laptop, first of all, I didn't need his laptop. I had my own. But anyways, back to the story.
You should have took it and then broke it. But like, you're not going to get this one.
Everybody, nobody gets it. Only mine. But anyways, so 2 minutes out, everything starts getting way more tense. Where the fuck were you? Oh, that's right. You were going to go get your shit.
Yeah.
We decided last minute. You're going to go get your shit, and I'll get my laptop. Because, not to be braggadocious, but there's no fucking doubt that I was going to get that laptop.
Yeah, no, because then I go, well, you want, we made a whole plan. We're going to meet up at the other end of the
store. Yeah, but what were we going to get?
Chromecast.
Oh, the Chromecast.
Because I looked around again to see where everything was, because, you know, you got split up. That's why you're in a two-person team. And then I looked, and there was very few of the Chromecasts there, actually. There's only about 12 of them. And I
really?
Go, yeah. And I go, I better be over here just in case. And, yeah, it's a good thing I did.
Did they run out?
Yeah, I grabbed the last one.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Fucking filthy ass Mexicans.
Yeah, so you dipped to go get that thing because you felt like they were going to run out. So I was like, all right, well, you go do this thing. I'm like, I'll meet you. We'll meet each other because I wanted a trash can, one of those stainless steel ones. So I'm like, we'll meet at the trash can, which we already scoped out ahead of time because, once again, pro shit. And so we went. We're like, we'll meet at the trash can, and then we both were fucking girls, so we wanted mats for the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So we're like, let's go get some mats for the bathroom. So we're like, all right, I'll get my laptop, we'll meet by the trash cans, then go together to the mats, right? Because there's like two giant pallets of mats. There's no fucking way. I'm pretty sure they still had those the next day. So many mats.
They actually didn't have that many when I went back.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, those two big pallets, they had not even like half of one of those left.
That's crazy. But we did buy a few ourselves. Anyways, 30 seconds goes out. People are like, is this going to hit us? Anyways, 30 seconds goes out. Then everybody starts getting tense as fuck. Everybody's slowly creeping towards the objects. Everybody's literally on top of each other. There was a point of me where I was like, just for shits, because first of all, there's so many laptops. Sorry, so many. Except fat fuck number one, which the guy I've been talking about the whole day, was going to grab one or two, right? I think from what I was saying, the lady next to him was going to grab two. There was another lady next to that fat fuck. She was going to grab one. There was a, what I'm going to call Supreme Kai fat fuck on the other side of the pallet. That guy was huge, by the way. That guy was huge. And he had his whole family with him that was crowding the whole pallet.
Yeah.
That guy was like, yeah, I'm going to get like six of them. I'm like, what? Isn't there like a limit for this shit? But I guess you got your whole family with you, so you can grab a few, I guess, and just check out whatever. So I was like, either way, I'm getting a freaking laptop. Because this is a technique, people. If you're balls deep like I was, and I was going to be, you're probably not going to get the first layer. But since there's about three layers worth of laptops, automatically assume you're going to shoot for that second one. But anyways, 20 seconds goes out. Everybody starts crowding. I stay where I am. I'm fine. I'll make it. All I need to do is reach a hand in. It's not that big of a deal. 15 seconds goes out. I'm looking around. And I'm like, how are we not gone yet? Because usually 10 seconds out, people just start reaching in. And then there's no power that a Walmart employee has that can keep the fucking peace. All right. They just let it go. About 5 seconds out, my phone's already saying six. But 5 seconds out, according to Walmart time, whatever the fuck that means, according to them, it's negative five fucking seconds from the regular clock. Nobody said anything, and people just start grabbing shit. So that's when I'm like, all right, I got to sneak in like a thief in the night. I go in. By this point, Fat Fuck had gotten his laptops.
All six of them?
Well, no, that's Fat Fuck, King Kai Fat Fuck, not that one. I don't know what's going on with that guy. That guy is not even in my peripherals because I don't even need to deal with that guy. I go in. The lady to my left is so slow that she's getting laptops pulled out from under her. And I'm like, lady, you got to move, all right? I literally grabbed the laptop and gave it to her so she can get the fuck out of the way. And in her haste, she removed one of the cartons that was, you know, because layer one of laptops have gone because of the uniformity power level of all the fat fucks. And so she grabbed like a little thing that separated the laptops, the wafer in between the laptops, if yeah. you will. And she moved it out of the way. And in that process, my hand was in there and it sliced my fucking thumb.
Damn, son.
Yeah, man. It's fucking... I was like, seriously? So I literally, in order to avoid more injury by this lady, I grabbed the laptop and gave it to her. And I was like, here you go. And then I quickly reached in for another one, yanked that bitch out, and proceeded to meet you at location number two. In the meantime, the guy that was next to me the whole time and the lady that was next to him, the guy was like, oh, she had one for you. And I was like, I just kind of scoffed at him. And I was like, amateur. And I dipped.
You should have slapped out of 10. And I don't need that shit.
Get the fuck out of here. I was like, remember me for next year. Don't stand in my way. And then I left. And by this time, Walmart tends to make a line with what I call police tape across all of the clothing to try to funnel every single person in the one store to one gigantic line.
Because that seems to make more sense.
It's fucking weird, man. And then they have one or two Walmart employees distributing the people like some sort of weird money coin thing that separates all the coins into the right tubes. So you and I are professionals. We don't do play that bullshit.
Nope.
I cut across all that shit, going under stuff, going between hangers. Going through fucking shit.
Went through clothes, went through stuff. The only thing that delayed me one was some lady who was like, you can't go into this. I was like,
get the fuck out of
fuck out of here. What is wrong with you?
Had a limbo through a couple of them.
I went through more, and then I went through an aisle. The only thing I had to do was go back through an aisle because they blocked the aisle with boxes.
Oh, dude, there's a couple aisles that are tight. Like, they put clothes literally next to each other. I had to, like, cram through those. Yeah. I did the Matrix bullet slide on one. And then we finally met at the... at the trash can.
Yeah.
I think when you caught up to me, I was already ripping through some nylon, or not nylon, cellophane wrap or whatever, and I was pulling out the trash can. And so then I was like, efficiency mode on. So I opened up the trash can, threw the fucking laptop in there, and I was like, let's go. Efficiency, let's fucking go. Mission is a go. Mm-hmm. So then we both rushed it over to the mats.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were being girls for a while and fucking... picking out colors and shit,
like,
being
color
gay.
Do I need? I'm like, oh, I need a gray one.
You're like, yeah.
And then I think my mom wanted a pink one.
What I color think. Do I want? Do you think the red looks red enough? Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, okay. And then we're like, all right, back to game mode. Let's go. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
That's exactly how that went. I was like, hey, is this grayer than the gray one?
You think this is maroon or is this red? Is this maroon? I like maroon. Yeah. And then we're like, fuck it, let's go. Go, game mode on. And then I dumped the fucking mats into my trash can too. I'm like, let's go. This is how fucking pros do it. And then we're like, you know what? I'm not dealing with that bullshit ass, thick dick looking line of people by the clothes. Fuck that shit.
And because I had also said when I was coming that way, when I was going that way, it was so like jam packed because everybody had carts filled.
Yeah, man.
I hate that. Ugh. I hate that. And so I had the brilliant idea. Let's go through a garden center because one, I'm not sure if that's open, and two, if there's nobody in there, we can just run out with this shit.
Well, my thing too is we were by an employee, and we asked him, "Is the garden section open to check you out?" And he's like, oh, "I don't know." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, good thing you're here. I'm glad you were here to clear this up. Get the fuck out of my way." And so we go to the garden section. We saw the Christmassy shit, and of course they were open, which is great. And then for some reason, the lady's like, this isn't the line to check out. This is the line to order shit from Jesus or some shit. And I was like, what? Get the fuck out of my way. Where is the checkout line? Yeah. And then we had to cut through some trees. Cut through some trees. And then we managed to go ahead and check out. We were in and out of there, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Like, man. Goddamn professionals.
It was probably like 6:25 when we walked out.
Exactly,
the store.
Man. Exactly. We literally traversed the whole fucking store and checked out in 20 minutes.
If we weren't some of the first people out that store, I'd be surprised.
Dude, fucking, you can't fuck around with it, man. This is how you do it. This is how you do it, all right? We were at our next store within 45 minutes of the starting point of Walmart sales.
That's right. After that, everything was just fucking extra.
After that, it was just smooth sailing, man. We went, what, to the mall next? Target. Went to Target.
Looked around there.
Got a fucking blender. My mom wanted a blender. I got her blender.
Went to the mall. What'd I get? I got some Funko Pops.
Worked out great, too, because Target opened an hour earlier before Walmart. So by the time we got to Target, there was no lines to check out. We grabbed the shit. We checked out. Boom. On the road to the mall.
Also, Target employees apparently are very helpful because they're like, sir, are you looking for them? I'm like, yeah, I'm looking for games. Where are they? They're in.
The game section.
The game section. I was like.
Oh, thanks. Smartass.
I was like, yeah, but like the ones on sale. Oh, you want the ones on sale.
Yeah, no, I'm just here shopping, you asshole.
No, dumb fuck. What do you think?
Yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky you didn't get the Jonathan of 20 minutes ago that would have clawed your eyes out for a sale. Like, you would have been some Natural Geographic shit.
But yeah. That's the main story, guys.
Yeah, man. It was fun. I think next time there's got to be more skin in the game. We got to really go in and want something.
I'm telling you, we got to go to the south side.
I just got to make sure I have enough money this year for a bulletproof vest. I just don't want to get stabbed.
That's right. We got to get one on Wish.
Oh, Jesus. I would not trust a Wish bulletproof vest. It's probably made out of, like, cardboard boxes. And not even the two-ply, like the one-ply cardboard box.
Recycled toilet paper rolls.
Jeez. They probably got, like, recycled tire in between. Yeah. Just, like, not even anything that would protect you.
Yeah, man. Fuck, there you go. That's Black Friday 2000.
Yeah, man. I had a story for you too about concerning that. What was I thinking about?
Black Friday?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got more Black Friday stories. That's right.
Oh,
so,
you got more?
Yeah. So that was Thursday. Because Black Friday essentially really starts on Thursday now. Some stores, for some fucking reason, apparently start online at Wednesday. I'm like, wow, aggressive. You want to just make Black Week? Wait.
Black Week?
Wow.
Well, that's racist.
I think black people wouldn't appreciate it if it called it Black Week.
Black Week?
Because it can't be Black Friday.
No.
Kind of Black Week. And they're going to be like, yo, this is the same thing that we're thinking it is.
No.
But whatever. So, I went to Home Depot. That's kind of cool. I went to Home Depot the day after. Officially Black Friday. And Home Depot does it the way it was done back in the day. They have the doors closed. You're not inside.
Right. That's
and
right.
They have a line outside. Well,
right.
That day
you really
was,
want some shit.
You really want some shit. You got to wait. I did it last year, too. Instagram stories. Go look at my Instagram stories. So, the cool thing about Home Depot is, like, I was like, man, I'm tired. I don't want to get up early for this shit. They open at 6. I got up around 5, give or take. By the time I drive there, I get there. Plus, it was raining. I'm like, I'm not going to wait in the rain. I don't really want anything from Home Depot. There was just a couple little things that I knew were not going to sell out. But, because I told myself, I have to have this story for the fucking podcast, I went early anyways.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got there, it was perfect timing, really. Because by the time I got there, there was very few people left in line. So I literally got there and was in the doors, the double doors, within like 2 minutes. It worked out great. I didn't have to wait in the rain. It wasn't fucking freezing. It was great. But Home Depot is the shit. You want to know why Home Depot is the shit? Because they buy a fuck ton of donuts and coffee. And they go in a little cart on the line. And they're like, oh, does anybody want any coffees or donuts? They give it to you for free, man. For free. That's some goddamn customer service. That's my biggest gripe right now. Customer service is dog shit. And somebody recently was like, oh, it's because you want everybody to kiss your ass. No. I'm expecting, anyways, we'll talk about customer service some other time. I've got some fucking rants about that. But anyways. But I'm going to tell you a story of how much of a fat fuck I am. All right, I'm going to tell you a story. The lady comes down with the carts. Mm-hmm. And she's like, do you want a donut? And I was like, no, I'm good. And then people were moving in line. So I was like, I should just get in there and get the shit I want, right?
Right.
But I kept thinking, I'm like, I should have grabbed a donut. So I get in the store and I find the little things I want, like this drill thing and this little tap out set and like this jig for my table saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time I'm like, man, I should have gotten a donut. And so I've said this word way too much. It's like apparently, but now my new thing is, not apparently, fucking, what was I going to say? Fuck, I lost it. Damn it, I need coffee. So I am such a fat fuck, I lost it. It's going to come back to me right now too. I grabbed all the shit I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling a little fat fuck regret. And I kind of like put my stuff to the side, knowing it was going to be there. Nobody's going to take my shit. Nothing was really that important. And I literally is the word I'm thinking of. I've been saying literally a lot lately. I literally went back to the front looking for donuts. I was looking around. I went to the front door and I was like, I wonder if the lady with the cart's here. Weren't there. I think they threw them away. I literally, well, there it is again. This is a drinking game. Drink every time. Take a shot. No, you'll die. Don't do it. Don't do it. I literally went to the front of the thing. I went back out the double doors and I was looking for the lady with the cart. Wasn't there. And I shed a tear the moment I saw a whole bunch of donut boxes in the trash. I was like, fuck.
They probably out of them.
No, I don't think they were. They always have a ton. And so I felt bad and I wasn't going to be such a fat fuck that I went through the donuts boxes. But I was like, I should have just grabbed them from the get-go. It was bothering me the whole time. So anyways, I went back in. I went and grabbed my stuff, which was still there. It was fine. Nobody's going to take my stuff. And I was checking out. And then I saw what I just... I should have been like out of that store so fast. The donut thing derailed me a little bit. But I should have been out so fast. And you know what took me so long? This fucking lady had a cart full of poinsettias.
Yeah, right? People love those things.
I don't fucking get it, but whatever. I don't know if they're working some sort of decorating industry and they're trying to make, you know, whatever for their business or what. I don't know, man. But she had a cart full of those motherfuckers, right? It took so long because the employee had to tell her that the one she had was on sale. But I guess all the rest of them weren't the ones on sale. So there was
that happened.
Specific poinsettias that were on sale. Yeah. And they had other poinsettias that were regular price. I'm like, is it that serious that we're splitting dimes over poinsettias. Poinsettias? Like, really? Seriously? That lady was in line when I got in line. That lady was in the checkout area when I got in line and when I left.
Told you. You know what that is? White people shit.
Sadly, it wasn't. There was a communication barrier, and that's what...
Oh, fucking, no.
Yeah, dog, yeah.
Mexican people shit.
It's like poinsettias. Like, really? This is not even our people's flower. The fuck, man?
People love poinsettias.
Anyways,
give a Mexican a poinsettia, and you'll give them a plant that will die in a week.
No, those last a while, right? No, poinsettias?
They don't.
Really, they don't? They die in a week. Wow. It's not worth it. They're not that cheap. Anyway, so, but yeah. And then we're looking at jackets for a while the day before you and I at the mall.
Yeah, that shit was gay.
That shit was gay.
You did a lot of gay shit.
Well, I figured, I'm like, it's better. It's probably better than like looking for pants. Like, can you imagine going to shopping for pants during Black Friday? You're sitting there, you're like, this isn't fitting right. Like, oh, I come out of the dressing room. I'm like, hey bro, I need your opinion here. All right,
how's been my bulge look?
I'm like, how is this enough dick root or is this not enough dick root? I'm like, yo, bro, no homo, but how much dick root is too much dick root? You can see where my dick starts literally here.
I need to see. Look right here. Around the base of the dick root.
You can see quarter shaft. Is that too much dick root?
That's perfect, bro. Let me get a feel.
Yeah, no, I mean, if we were doing that, then it'd be a little weird.
No,
but no homo though.
When we're looking for jackets, or you're looking for jackets. I was looking at beanies because, you know, I'm into beanies. There's that weird dude who kept following us.
That was weird. That guy, we were at the jacket area, and this guy started at one end of the wall and just proceeded to look at every single thing throughout the wall. He continued to follow the wall until he was next to us. And I was like, yo, man, you're invading my rather large bubble. All right. I got a big fucking bubble and you're in it right now. Like, you're in my fucking zone. At this point, I might as well ask you how much dick root is too much dick root. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're in my zone here.
He was in the dick root.
We had to fucking go. I was like, this is too much. This guy's in my fucking zone. I don't know what's going on. He doesn't work here. This is too much, man. This is too much.
It was interesting, to say the least.
Some people go to Black Friday and oh, shit. Some people go to Black Friday and they try to, like, literally redo their whole wardrobe. I'm like, things aren't that badly in sale, man. Like, if you want to go to Walmart and buy socks or some shit or a sweater, like, those things are $3. Yeah, man. But you're not gonna go to one store. Like, Express, for example, has 50% off of their whole selection. And I guess it's great, but you're still spending a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially for a Jackie one, it was going to be
a little bit pricey. Anyways. That's all my Black Friday stories, man. It's,
there you go.
I kind of get sad when we kind of tell the stories because I know it's going to be another year before
we have to talk
about this again.
More.
It's kind of sad. What do you think? You know what we should do for next year?
Mm.
We should go in no joke, full on, like, Spartan gear, except without the weapons. How much of a mind fuck would you be if you were like a normal bystander? And you see two dudes by the thing you want wearing straight Spartan gear.
That'd be pretty
people
good.
People would be like, either these guys are a joke or these guys, like, are serious. 50-50.
Yeah, be like, we ate hearty, boys, because tonight we're down in hell. People are like, what?
And we got to say that 30 seconds out.
Like, ooh.
Yeah. For 30 seconds, we got to do that. For the last 30 seconds.
People are like, oh, fuck.
Oh, we'll make a wall with the shield as we're grabbing shit. And then we'll just kind of make a barrier on the way out. We'll just grab this. Yeah, dude, that's the way to go. It'd be even more epic if we can get like 3 or 4 people to do it with us. And then we just have like literally a wall.
Yeah.
That's the most historically accurate, also Black Friday ever.
I don't know. People might join us because whenever that movie comes on and you're a dude, you have to watch that movie.
Yeah, dude, testosterone. It's like when women sync up, you know? Like, this is like dudes' testosterone levels just increase.
That is what they do. Because even when people see King Leonidas, they go, oh, to him, and he does it right back. Or he'll do it and, like, you'll do it to him and he'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Because I saw him one time. I didn't see him personally, but he was on, like, he was on TV at, like, some movie awards. And it was like years later, like 5 years ago, what, 300 came out, what, 2004, 2005, something like that? Something ridiculous like that? And he was like, oh, I'm Gerard Butler, something, something, something. And then he like turned to the crowd and was like, oh. And the crowd was like, oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I was like, oh, shit. I was like, Dad, come here. I was like, look what King Leonidas did. He was like, yeah, that's what's up. And then I was like, that's fucking awesome.
That's pretty good, man. That movie hit a lot of dudes, you know, I don't know, fucking envy or testosterone areas. Like, it's that sounds weird, testosterone areas. Like, it was very moving for dudes. I mean, I think it's almost like the Ocean's 11 male fantasy. You know, it's almost like that. But anyways, that's a Black Friday.
It's the only good movie Zack Snyder ever made. And parts of Watchmen.
Parts, you're like the topless scene with that one.
The topless scene where they're fucking in that ship for no reason.
The fucking, the giant owl ship. Yeah,
the giant owl
ship. Good for that girl. That girl does a lot of topless scenes. Remember, she was the girl that did the topless scene in, was it Harold and Kumar?
No. That one where they're fucking everywhere. Isn't she one in that one movie? Oh, what is it? Oh, were they like, oh, fuck.
What's, I'm going to find her name. Hold up. Because she's done another one. Wasn't it, remember that scene in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
Well,
where
it might have been near her.
Was it the one where like they break down and that guy, like that scary dude, kind of picks up their truck and takes them back to his house, and that was his wife?
Yeah. I think you're right. That's not Gemma Altran. That's something, somebody else.
It's giving me the fucking Watchmen TV show.
Have you seen that yet?
No. It's on HBO.
You got HBO Go?
No, man. Not no more. Yeah, Maylene Ackerman.
Yeah, there you go.
Maylene Ackerman. That's always a big risky thing for like women when they do top scenes, because it's either going to go over really well or not well at all. I don't think it's helped her in career, do you?
Probably not.
Anyways, we get lost on a tangent. But that's a podcast, man. We actually did the hour. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, man. But it was a good Black Friday. I'm just kind of sad that we have to wait a whole year for it again. Sadness. Any last final words, dog?
I'm either going to make a shirt that says Dick Root.
Dick Root.
Or apparently.
Apparently. You always got to just get the silhouette of that little kid.
Apparently.
Have you ever seen the Hello? No, what is it with the other one? The other one that's super cute is that one kid who's like, listen, Linda. Listen to me, Linda. You haven't seen that one?
No.
You got to see that one. I'll show you that one right now. Anyways, all right, ladies and gents, that's it. I'll actually, fucking amazingly, I'll have a Curious John episode out this week. This week.
Is it with the porn star?
No, we should find one, though. That'd be good.
We should find one.
Anyways.
For episode 200, we're going to do a porn star. I'm going to be like, so how big is too big?
Dude, we've had that conversation with a chick in the past.
But that's a normal chick. Like, I want a porn star. Like, look, when Mandingo came in, were you like, hey, bro, like, you want to put half of that in?
You know, like, you know, okay, so you don't know this unless you're like into woodworking. In woodworking, what you can do is when you have a drill bit, but you only want it to go so far into the wood, you put a little piece of
tape on there.
You put a little, you put a little bit of painter's tape on it, so it tells you kind of like when to stop.
Yeah.
That's what porn stars do with Mandingo. Yeah. They just put a little piece of painter's tape on it.
They put the condom on them and they break it off. Put the rim around it.
That's what you gotta stop.
That's what you gotta stop.
That's where you gotta end.
I only want that 1 foot in there.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't need anything after that.
Oh.
There was another one, somebody, I don't want to say, who told me about. His name's like Gordon Lightfoot or some shit like that. He apparently has a huge dick too.
Oh, God. Oh, that's enough. Anyway.
I was like, wow, that's fucking impressive. Like, does he get hard or is it just...
That's the shirt. That's the shirt. You will put a drill bit with a little that tape on it. It's like, this is your like stopping guide. It appeals to our audience, and it'll also appeal to the
woodworking
people. Yeah.
This is enough. Stop here.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, man. That's it. Before we get into another tangent. So keep an eye out for that. Probably drop it on Wednesday. We'll see you guys next week.